they come.
They're riding fast.
They're riding hard.
Time for excitement and adventure in the modern West with Bobby Benson and the BRB Riders. Today's thrilling adventure, Den of Thieves.
Hey, Lucas, can't you get that blasted radio working? The boss ought to be on any second.
I'm doing my best. Keep your shirt on.
The Scene Riders is one of the myriad caves that dot the Black Hills of South Dakota. Over a dozen men are gathered about a small radio set. Rough, unshaven men with the beady eyes and wry expressions of a professional criminal. It would be desperately hard to find a more vicious gang anywhere than this one. Suddenly, the face of every man present changes to an expression of fear.
Okay, that's him, boys. Now, quiet.
This is the Star. Hear the orders. As you know, Brad and Jocko have been recaptured by the meddling Tex Mason. They have been returned to jail. Your job, to see that they are not made to talk. You will proceed at once with Plan B and follow it to the letter. It should take care of Mason as well as Jocko and Brad. I shall contact you at this time tomorrow. This is the Star. Obey!
Yes, Riders, there are plans in the wind that are due to have a big effect on our friends from the B-Bar B. But as far as they're concerned, having recaptured Brad and Jocko, our friends have dropped the mystery of the Star. And instead, with the cooperation of the Deadwood merchants, they've been busy sightseeing, visiting the many tourist attractions of the Black Hills. That is, they were until...
That's why I've come to see you, Mason. I've got to ask your help in ending this Star's mob for once and all.
Well, shouldn't be any trouble with that. Once Brad and Jocko talk, they must know plenty.
Well, they do, Mason. Only they won't tell us what they know.
Well, shucks, ain't that the sheriff's job?
It is, Windy. And he's tried. But you see, Brad and Jocko won't talk to the sheriff because they're more afraid of what the Star will do than they are of him.
Well, the Star can't reach them when they're in jail.
Now, don't be too sure of that, Mason. He's done tougher things before.
Yeah, but...
But whether he can or not, they think he can. They believe that if they talk, the Star will get them. And so they won't talk.
What makes you so sure they'll talk to us?
I'm not sure, Mason, but I figure it's worth a try. You see, as much as they're scared of the Star, I think they're even more scared of you.
Now, Greg, we don't like meddling in other people's affairs. We're strangers in Deadwood.
But we all want your help, Mason. We need it. This Star and his gang has been terrorizing the district too long. We need your help to put an end to it. Now, please, Mason.
All right, Greg. You get an okay from the sheriff for us to visit them in their cell. I'll question them.
Hey, Mason.
You're sure you've no objection to our questioning them, Sheriff?
Shucks, no. You and the boy here can get him to talk. I'd be mighty indebted. Oh, just one thing. Maybe you or the boy got guns on you, have you?
What? Don't know, Sheriff. I left mine at our camp.
I don't have any.
Well, good. I just wanted to check. All righty, then. You can go in and question them. You sure you don't want me to stick around in case they act up? They're plenty tough.
I can handle them, Sheriff.
All right, then. Just yell when you want out, and I'll be in the office.
Right, Sheriff. Come on, son. Brad, Jocko, I want to talk to you. I have some questions to ask.
Uh-oh. Don't think it's going to work, Tex. Look at them standing there by the window. They've got their backs to us.
Well, look, you could at least turn around and face me. I just want to ask you to tell us who the
Tex, you better look out!
Brad, Jocko, got...
Tex, come on!
No need to, son. Whoever shot through the window's gone. His work is done.
You mean Brad and Jocko? Are they...
They're dead, son. Both of them shot down without a chance.
Golly, why doesn't the sheriff come? He must have heard the shots. We've got to get after the killer or we'll never catch him.
The killer left one clue, at least. He tossed his gun in here before he left it.
Tex. Tex, what is it? What?
Hey! Hey, what's going on in there? I heard shots.
Sheriff, hurry, let us out of here. Jocko and Brad were murdered.
Murdered? By who?
We don't know, but we've got his gun, haven't we, Tex? Tex, what's wrong?
Nothing much, son. Except that this gun, the murder gun, is mine. Hey, now, what's this? The gun used to murder Jocko and Brad is actually Tex Mason's own gun? Doesn't make sense. Yet, well, I wonder just how the sheriff will react when he learns this. Sounds to me like Tex is really in the spot. Well, I know one thing for sure. You'll want to be listening when we continue our unusual adventure in just a few short moments. Now hear a Mutual Minute. Mutual presents programs that bring a world of daring action to colorful life. The cowboy kid, Bobby Benson, comes a-riding every Monday at 5 o'clock, like right now. And Bobby and his pals bring Western songs and stories every Wednesday and Friday at 5 on Songs of the B-Bar-B. While every Tuesday and Thursday at 5, it's time for Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. While Bill Hickok, real-life Western Marshal, portrayed by screen star Guy Madison, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5:30. And on Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30, Sky King flies to the defense of our country's secret resources. Just stay tuned to Mutual every weekday afternoon for Bobby Benson, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, Wild Bill Hickok, and Sky King, all to be heard over most of these great Mutual stations. But now let's get back to the Bobby Riders for more of today's very unusual adventure, Den of Thieves. Yes, Riders, Tex Mason and Bobby Benson are truly in a bad spot right now. They're locked in the jail cell where they came to question the outlaws, Brad and Jocko. The same cell where the outlaws were murdered just a moment ago, right before their eyes. But now the sheriff is about to enter as Tex stands holding the murder weapon that was tossed through the window. Tex's own gun.
Yes, blast it. There's the key to this blame lock. Don't you two touch nothing.
We won't, Sheriff.
Tex, I don't get it. How could it be your gun? You left it at the camp.
That's just it, son. I left it and we all came here. Somebody must have stolen it when we left. Someone wants to frame it.
Oh, my gosh, I get it. The sheriff finds it's your gun. You think you did it.
Well, this is either gun. Not till I have a chance to catch the real killer. All right, careful now, son. Here he comes.
That blasted lot never can find the right key when they need it. All right, now just keep hold of you. No need to get flustered. No need at all. Oh, me, why did a thing like this have to happen to me? You sure they're dead, Mason?
Look for yourself, Sheriff. Someone fired in through the window at them. Now, if you look after the body, Sheriff, we'll get after the killer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you don't, Mason. You come back here.
Yeah, but Sheriff...
Yeah, come back, I say. You ain't getting out of my sight. You're material witnesses to this here crime, and I...
Sheriff, if we don't go, the killer will get away.
Now, don't you go worrying nothing about the killer. Hey, hold on. Sticking out of your shirt there, Mason. Ain't that a gun?
Uh-oh.
You said you wasn't armed when you come in here. So how come...
Sheriff! Tex, look out! The window! It's the sheriff again!
The killer! Oh, he's back! Well, I... Hey, nobody at that window. Well, what are you talking about?
What's taking, son?
Hey, come back here, you two! Hey, don't do that! Hey, blast you, open that door, Mason!
Sorry to have to do this, Sheriff, but I'll be back just as soon as I have a real killer to fill this cell.
This way, Daniel.
You're sure you're on the right trail, compadre?
Yes, sure. It's plenty easy to follow so far.
Well, don't lose it, whatever you do. This is one time we can't afford to.
Come on, Tex. Are you sure you're doing right by going off like this? It's going to make the sheriff sure you've done it.
Yeah, I know that, Wendy, but it's a chance I'll have to take. If I waited to try to explain things, the killer's trail would be gone.
Yeah, but what if we lose the trail anyhow?
Golly, don't even suggest it, Wendy.
Yeah, but if we do...
If we do, Wendy, I'll just have to go back and turn myself in and pray that the sheriff believes my story.
Oh, then, Tex, I got just one thing to say. Harka, please don't lose this trail.
How'd you make out?
Went like a charm, just like every other plan the boss makes.
You got Jocko?
Got them. They got themselves.
What do you mean?
Oh, it was beautiful. You see, I climbed up into the tree outside the cell window, just like the boss said. Only Mason wasn't there yet.
So?
So, I looked in to see, only Brad, he spots me. But the jerk, he thinks I'm there to help him escape.
He what?
Yeah, it's the truth. So I goes along with it, see, and I tells him I got a plan. I tells him to stand just in front of the window when Mason comes in, and I tell him not to turn around.
And they did it?
Yeah, stood there like setting ducks. And when Mason comes in, I pops them both, tosses the gun in, and here I am.
You sure you weren't followed?
Oh, are you kidding? Wasn't nobody around but a skinny jerk and an Injun. They just stood there watching me ride off. Take it from me, Lucas. Ain't nothing to worry about.
Straight to that cave. Good thing we left the horses when we did.
It's the place, all right. That pinto out there by spring, that be horse we follow.
Which means the killer somewhere near, probably inside the cave.
Well, then let's us stay out here, huh?
But what do we do now, Tex?
That's a good question, son. There's no telling where we're in or here. Judged by the horses, they're a good number.
Maybe so this cave be hideout of Star's gang.
Yeah, or a part of it. But our problem right now is to find out who the killer is and where he is.
Sinful Mason, why ask me?
But Tex, all around us. Man, we've got it.
Don't try anything, any of you. You're covered.
Adriano, what do we do?
Doesn't look like there's anything to do, compadre. We've been caught very neatly.
You said it. My guards had you spotted a half mile off. Yes, sirree, Mason, you walked right into our arms, and you're not getting out.
Right out of the frying pan into the fire. That seems to be the fate of our friends today. But this kind of fire may be fatal. Well, to find out just what happens next, you'll be listening when we continue this exciting adventure up on the Black Hills in just a few short moments. Say, riders, here's big news. Bobby's going to be doing some more traveling come June 5th. That's right. He'll be down in Wilmington, North Carolina for the Mile High Kite Flying Contest, held on top of Grandfather Mountain, Carolina's top scenic attraction. Children from miles and miles around will be there for this exciting, most unusual contest. You'll see all kinds of kites, flat, jet, all shapes and sizes that you yourself can make. Now, the judges of this very wonderful contest will be Captain Bill Craig, United States Air Force, known for having flown the most missions in the Korean War, Choo Choo Charlie Justice, that great, great back. And the little boss himself. Now, this will be a wonderful day for everyone. So, riders, listen to old Cactus Carl. You keep listening. We'll tell you more later on. This is really big news. But now let's get right back to the Bebop Riders and more of today's thrilling adventure, Den of Thieves. Yes, riders, it's only a few moments now since Bobby Benson, his foreman Tex Mason, and two of the riders were captured by the Stars gang. Only a few moments, but they've already been disarmed and their hands tied roughly behind them. Now, as the leader of the band, Lucas, chuckles at their discomfort, they're herded down the hill like cattle to the entrance of the cave, which is the gang's hideout.
Okay, this is good enough. What's the matter, Mason? Somehow you don't look happy.
We all make mistakes, mister.
You've made one, only yours is going to be fatal.
Yeah? How you figure that?
You've set out to try to buck the law, and I don't know of any mistake that's bigger.
You don't say. Get this joker, Rocky. As good as dead, and he's telling me I made a mistake.
Yeah, some nerve. If I was you, Mason, I'd be worrying about myself instead of Lucas here. The Star, he don't like meddlers.
And you do work for the Star.
You mean you didn't know? Sure we do. No reason you shouldn't know now. You won't be telling anybody.
I see. When do we get to meet the Star?
Boss, you don't. Nobody ever sees him.
Nobody?
You heard him. Nobody gets to see the Star. Not even us.
You be work for a fellow you not even know? Not even Squaw be that much fool.
We don't have to know him to know how smart he is. And as to being a fool in...
Hold it, Rocky. No rough stuff. We'll wait till we hear from the Star and what he wants done with him.
Yeah, but this
is... I said we'll let the Star decide. Now let him go.
Okay. I sure hope the Star turns you over to me, Injun.
All right, boys. Take them into the back of the cave. We'll dump them there in the dark and let them think things over.
Tex, what are you doing? I can't see you go.
Just want to see what I can do with these ropes.
You did a good job.
Too good. You never get out.
Maybe. But I've got to try.
Maybe if we could work our way over to where Winnie and Hawk are, maybe they could help us.
No. No, they're over on the other side of the cave. We'd never get to them in the dark. Besides, if I do get loose, I'm not sure I'd want them to know.
Huh? What do you mean, Tex?
Just what I said.
But why?
Because if I do get loose, all we could do would be to try to escape.
Oh, golly, that sounds like enough to me.
No, son, it isn't. We'd be right back where we were. Don't forget, the sheriff still suspects me of murdering Brad and Jocko.
What are you going to do?
I won't do anything. But the King of the Outlaws can do plenty.
The King?
Easy, son. I don't want Wendy and Arca to hear. So far, you're the only one who knows that I'm the King. I'd rather it stay that way. Safer for everyone.
Golly, what good will it do if you pose as the King?
A great deal. The King is an outlaw himself. He can do a lot that Tex Mason can't. And don't worry, if I'm gone for a while, I'll be back in plenty of time.
Yep. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. You never get out of those ropes anyhow, I'm afraid. But Tex... Tex? Golly, he's gone.
That's what happened, Greg. Like I say, I know you took a liking to this here Tex Mason, but he looks guilty of sin, me.
I can't picture it, Sheriff. Mason didn't seem to me like the sort of just gunmen done.
Maybe not, but who else could have done it? Besides, he lied to me about having a gun. And if he wasn't guilty, why'd he run off like he done? And where is he now? I tell you.
Hold it right where you are. Don't go for your guns.
That's what you...
I said not to go for your guns.
Next time I'll do more than fan you.
Looky here, mister. If you're one of the Star's men...
Yes, again, Sheriff.
Well, then, who in blazes are you? And what are you wearing that mask for?
You may have heard of me. I'm called the King of the Outlaws.
Sheriff, this critter's local.
No, maybe not, Greg. I've heard of this here king. Always thought it is just a story, but if you're the king, mister, I'll...
You do what you're told, Sheriff, and nothing more. And the same goes for you, Greg.
You know me?
You'd be amazed what I know. All right, turn around. And you, Sheriff, handcuff his hands behind his back.
Now, you see here, you can't... all right, you got the gun. I'll do it. Sorry, Greg.
I don't know what you're up to, mister, but you won't get away with it.
I'll get loose when I do.
When you do, you'll find me at a cave near the Midland Trail, just beyond the springs. You probably know the spot.
Yeah?
All right, then, bring as large a posse as possible. You'll find us there.
Us? Now, looky here.
You heard me, Sheriff. You're coming with me. Either under your own power or under mine.
Well, you sure are playing your cards in a high-handed way, mister.
Maybe so, Sheriff. But that's because this is one game I've got to win. All right, Sheriff. Let's go. Sheriff.
Dagnabbit, what's all this skulking around business? Seems to me like we're just heading in circles.
You've got to be careful, Sheriff. There are guards all around us. Now, I'm going to slip you up close to the cave where you can hear all that goes on. And I'm going out to talk to Starr's men and try to get them to talk.
Yes, ma'am, you mean to do that?
Simple, Sheriff, by telling them that I'm the Starr.
Well, you're loco.
Perhaps, but they've never seen the Starr. I think I can pull it off. In any case, I want your word that you'll just listen and not interfere. Now, do I have your word?
Well, I reckon there's nothing else I can do. If you're on the level about helping to trap the gang, I'll go along. But I warn you that this ain't going to stop me from going after you in the future.
Okay, Sheriff. Well, let's just hope this works. All right, let's move down there near the cave. From then on, you just listen.
Even as Tex leads the sheriff down and prepares for his very desperate gamble, his chance of success begins to flicker and go out, extinguished by the cold, imperious whine of the radio within the cave.
Hey, Lucas, listen. Radio's acting up. Starr must be trying to reach us.
Already? He's early. It is near sundown. Well, it'll just give us a chance to tell him about catching Mason and his bunch sooner. Go ahead, boss. We hear you. And we've plenty to report.
Never mind your report now. I've learned something much more important that requires immediate action. You are about to have visitors.
The what?
A masked man who calls himself the King of the Outlaws. He's on his way to your cave with the sheriff right now. There's also a posse being formed in town to follow them.
Holy smokes.
You will dispatch most of your men at once to hold off the posse at the springs. You yourself will remain to meet the king when he arrives. Your orders, kill him at all costs. This is the Starr. Obey.
It sounds to me as if Tex is due to walk straight into a trap. Or will he? Well, ride us to find out. You'll be listening when we bring you the climax of our adventure in just a moment. Here's a mutual minute. Here's a brand new way to remember safety in crossing streets. Learn to play the safety color game. Red is for the red traffic light, which means stop. Do not cross the street. Orange and yellow mean caution. Stop and wait and make sure crossing is safe. Green means cross the street only after you've looked both ways, just to make sure that no cars are coming. Blue is the color of the policeman's coat. Whenever you see this man, it means he's there to make sure that you're in no danger. He will direct traffic and tell you when you may safely cross the street. Now, why don't you and all your friends play the safety color game every day? If you do, you know something? Everyone will be safe, and no one will be sorry. But now back to the Bebobby Riders and the climax of today's adventure, The Den of Thieves. Well, Riders, it looks as if Tex Mason's desperate gamble is about to backfire. Tex, in his disguise of the King of the Outlaws, has brought the sheriff to the den of the Starr's men. He himself is about to go down to talk to them in a desperate hope that they'll say enough to clear him. But what Tex doesn't know is that the Starr has warned them of his coming, that he's walking straight into a death trap.
Hey, Lucas, look. Here he comes. A masked man walking straight for the cave.
Right into our hands.
Yeah, but I don't see the sheriff. He was supposed to be with him. Where do you figure he is?
Who knows? Maybe the king killed him. We can find out easy enough. When I give you the high sign, grab him.
Grab him? But the star said to kill him.
And we will, after we find out what he's done with the sheriff. All right, quiet now. Here he comes.
All right, hold it, mister. Who are you and what do you want?
Relax, Lucas.
You know me?
I should, even if you don't know me.
Yeah. How come?
It's simple. I'm the star.
You? But... Oh, sure. I should have known. Well, I'm glad to finally meet you. Yes, sirree. All right, Rocky, now.
Reach, King, and don't try anything. This is a gun in your back.
What is this, Lucas? You double-crossing me?
Drop the act. You're not the star, and we know it. The star already radioed us, warned us you were coming.
Yeah, what do you say to that wise guy?
Nothing. Of course I called you.
You did?
I called you and then came to help you.
Yeah, but...
Hey,
but...
Lucas, you think he could be telling the truth?
I don't know.
All right, I'll prove it. If I'm not the star, how would I know about the murder of Jocko and Brad? Who but the star would know that you used Tex Mason's gun for the murder to frame him?
You know that?
Yes, I know that, and I know, Lucas, that you're the real murderer.
You? Well, you don't say. Well, for your information, I didn't kill him. It was Rocky what done it. And that answers our questions, mister.
In mine, Lucas... All right, Sheriff, you heard enough. Come on up, get him.
Sheriff? Well, what's he doing?
Make sure that you wait for him, Rocky.
Rocky, and here's the same for you, Lucas.
They're both out, Sheriff, so come and get him. I'm leaving.
Quick, Sheriff. Get these ropes off.
Easy now. There ain't no rush. There's only two of the star's men around, and they're handcuffed. It turns out that one of them is the one that killed Brad and Jocko.
Yes. Yes, we know that, Sheriff. But the other men have gone to intercept your posse.
They have?
Yes, they have. But if you get us loose, we can attack the star's men around from the back. Then we can take them easily.
Well, doggone. Let's get these ropes off of you.
Yeah.
Only
what, Sheriff?
Well, there was another fella I was hoping to catch.
Huh?
He's the one that bunged me here and tricked the star's men into talking. Only then he knocked them out and disappeared before I could catch him.
Well, you mean, another outlaw, Sheriff?
Well, he called himself the King of the Outlaws.
Huh?
I was hoping to find where he had gone, only... Well, I reckon it's more important to catch the rest of the Stars gang, huh? This King of the Outlaws, he'll probably be around a while anyhow. Maybe I'll meet him again.
Well, now, you'll never know, Sheriff. You might at that. Yes, you just might at that.
And so ends another thrilling adventure with the Bebop Riders. You know, this story has plenty of angles. And this Tex Mason, not only a great foreman and a great cowhand, but also a pretty good actor, too, the King of the Outlaws. He does it well. Here we'll feature today Bobby Benson, Bob Haig, Windy Wales, Don Knotts, Jim Bowles, Frank Behrens, Humphrey Davis, Frank Milano, and Harker. The Bebop Riders is produced by Herbert Rice, directed by Bob Novak. Script was by Jim Sheehan. Original transcribed music composed and conducted by John Gart. This is Cactus Carl Warren speaking, reminding you all over again that you're riding the trail to adventure and excitement when you hear that familiar cry.
Bebop!
This program came from New York. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.